New Water Tower.
We are standing on Raguna Straße, across from the junction with Melanchthon Straße, at the red flag. Up until a few years ago, this large area here was farmed. Before 2009, five-story prefabricated apartment buildings of the DVG, the Dessau Housing Association, stood here. Until 2005, an older ruin was located on the other side of the street, a residential building, built in 1905 and badly damaged during the war. It was only partially restored after the war. The ruin has now been completely removed and replaced by a green open space.
Let's walk towards the next flag. We'll stay on our side of the street. This area shows that the demolition in Dessau is progressing in the same way as the city was reconstructed, in phases. And it involved buildings from different eras. Gründerzeit, the 1930s, the prefabricated buildings of the communist East German era.
Christiane Jahn from the Office of Urban Development, Planning and Monument Preservation.
Der größte Leerstand, als wir uns 1999 mit der Thematik des Abbrechens auseinandersetzen, war in den 30er-Jahre-Bauten, gar nicht die Plattenbauten waren.
When we began to tackle the issue of demolition in 1999, the majority of vacancies were to be found in buildings from the 1930s and not in the prefabricated buildings. They were apartments. They didn't have to be heated with a coal oven. And only today are we noticing that the prefabricated building has become problematic. On the other hand, we had 1930s buildings that also had to be demolished because they were badly laid out, badly equipped, very often empty. This is also related to the location. You have to remember that these 1930s buildings were constructed at a time when the economy was booming, when the city was growing along with industry. So workplaces were built alongside residential spaces. So the housing quality simply wasn't there. The prefabricated buildings were later constructed in areas that belonged to the city, were linked to green spaces. So the prefabricated building is not necessarily viewed in a negative light here.
We are now standing at the red flag in front of Gutenbergstraße. Traces of these eras can still be found in Dessau today, especially in this area due to the juxtaposition of restored buildings from the 30s, from the Gründerzeit, and the new buildings that were recreated in this style.
A city isn't just made up of residential areas, however. It also needs a supply infrastructure. This area is dominated by the water tower. It has long been the emblem of the city. Built in 1896, it remained in operation right up to the 1960s.
We will stay on the left-hand side of the street and walk to the foot of the tower. Please be careful when crossing Gutenbergstraße.
Das Problem der Versorgungsinfrastruktur ist ein ganz wesentliches, deswegen haben wir ja auch
The problem of the supply infrastructure is an essential one. For this reason, our first concept set out that we had to demolish extensive areas in order to create an affordable city. The process utilities and streets would also have to be reconstructed so that less people would not be paying for the same network structure that was previously required. A water pipe is specifically designed for a certain number of people. The water travels through the pipe and people use what they need. It's constantly moving, and so bacteria cannot accumulate. But when less and less people are living here, in the same section of the city, then the situation becomes problematic, and the city is therefore forced to demolish infrastructure. And this cannot be left to fix itself, because if a pipe is no longer in high demand, increased water pressure is required to prevent blockages. Costs, therefore, increase and are distributed among less people. So urban redevelopment also has to tackle the issue of infrastructure. We did this by deciding we had to carry out extensive demolitions. This will only begin to have an effect in a few years, because this is a long process. But we've begun to reconstruct the first streets and disconnected the pipes accordingly.
Like the water pipes, the tower itself is now redundant, at least in terms of supplying the city. With its Gothic-style architecture, it seems like a relic from the distant past.
Its significance as a landmark is still as present as ever, both in the cityscape and in the memory of Dessau. In order to preserve the tower, one association has been taking care of the building for some years now. It pushed for renovation and initiated a public debate to decide how the building should be reused in a practical way. The ideas submitted range from a gallery to a library. You'll find more details on the information board on the other side of the street to the right of the tower.
Our next stop is a bit further away. Simply follow the red flags. We will continue the tour at the crossroads between Wasserwerkstraße and Neuendorfstraße.